Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We're reading through the Bible as a congregation over a two-year period. This week we are in Ezekiel 37, read as our Old Testament reading will serve as the text for my sermon today. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, did you hear the news? From the West Coast to the East Coast, present age to ages past, bones have been found. Now, on the one hand, finding a bone is not an ordinary run-of-the-mill experience. Have you ever found a bone? I know I haven't, except maybe a chicken bone on my plate. But on the other hand, the occurrence of finding a bone is not a unique or a one-of-a-kind experience either. When bones are found, the police are usually called, detectives, forensic scientists, medical examiners, the CID, the CSI, and the FBI all come upon the scene and all are focused on solving the crime, uncovering the mystery. But Ezekiel, he has a completely different experience. Did you hear the news? Ezekiel was walking in a valley and he found a bone. Being led by the Spirit of the Lord through the middle of the valley, there upon the ground was a bone. And there another, and there another, and there another. The whole valley was covered with bones. It's full of bones. And Ezekiel walked among them with God. There upon the ground were bones. Now Ezekiel, the Old Testament prophet, was commissioned, was called by God. And Ezekiel, he was not living in that southern kingdom. Ezekiel, he was not living in that northern kingdom. But Ezekiel was already in exile. And he had been there for some time. He was prepared to be in the priesthood. And normally, he would be entering the Levitical priesthood at this time. But being exiled, there was no priesthood. So instead of being called into the priesthood, Ezekiel was called as a prophet to be God's mouthpiece. And his call, Ezekiel was given a scroll with words written about lament and mourning and woe. And God said, "Open your mouth and eat what I give you." God wanted Ezekiel to speak his words, God's words, to speak words to rebellious people. "This is what the Sovereign Lord says," said Ezekiel. First he spoke to Israel, and he pronounced judgment against Israel. And then Ezekiel spoke to the nations, and he prophesied judgment against the nations. Ammon, Moab, Edom, Philistia, Tyre, Sidon, and Egypt. He spoke judgment against the nations that surrounded the Israelites. 8 years he spoke words of lament and mourning and woe. He spoke the words of God. Then in 587 BC, Jerusalem fell, and all of God's people, all of them, were taken away into exile. The doom preached by Ezekiel had come true. The hope of God's people was gone. It seemed to them that this was the total and final end. It seemed that they were cut off, separated from God by being taken into exile. Once the people, a people of God, the Israelites, were scattered in exile, and in a vision, Ezekiel saw bones, lots of bones, there upon the ground were bones for the Israelites. The vision of bones proved that they were separated from God. Have you ever felt separated from God? Have you ever felt that God was no longer there? Then in that moment, you had a there upon the ground were skill to be good. You just wanted to make the team. You didn't have to be the star. And you were willing to work hard, too. You had practiced after all, day after day, hour after hour. And you were willing to put in more practice, but you didn't make the team. How could God not help? There upon the ground were bones. Jesus healed many. Well, you know the Bible stories. Jesus healed the lame and the blind. Surely if you take away this heart condition, you pray and you wait and you wait and you wait. You take the medicine, but when you sit on that doctor's examining table and your bones ache with anxiety, only to hear the test results, the medicine is not helping. You weren't looking for a miracle. You just wanted God to take away the pain and to give you a few more years with your family. How could God not help? There upon the ground are bones. There are times when we see bones upon the ground. There are times when we feel that we are cut off from God. There are times when it seems to be the total and final end. God told Ezekiel to prophesy. Ezekiel prophesied to Israel. Ezekiel prophesied to the nations. And now, in a vision, God told Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones, them dry bones. They're scattered upon the valley, across the plain were bones, lots of bones. And Ezekiel said to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And the bones, they came together, bone to bone. And then Ezekiel commanded the wind, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain that they may live. The breath entered. God breathed life into Adam, and God breathed life into Eve. And Ezekiel prophesied, and breath entered the bones. And they came to life, and they stood upon their feet. There upon the ground were bones. Dry bones that were brought to life, and now these dry bones were back upon their feet, and God's people were back upon their feet. As once thought, the hope was not lost. As once thought, the people were not cut off. The exile was neither total nor final, because the sovereign Lord heard the plea of the house of Israel. The exile was neither total nor final, because the sovereign Lord always had a remnant. And the sovereign Lord always makes a renewal. Because of what God had done, God's people were back upon their feet. On Good Friday, there were bones upon the ground. Bones that were lying in a tomb, a borrowed tomb at that. Bones that were lying behind a large rock. Bones that were guarded by Roman centurions. Bones that were lying safely until Sunday morning. Upon the ground lay the bones of our dear Savior Jesus Christ, and his bones were upon the ground. But before his bones were on the ground, his bones were on the cross. Christ's body was nailed to the cross. His body was there upon Mount Calvary. His body there upon Golgotha. His body there upon that skull rock. And after the world became dark and the earth shook, and Christ said, "It is finished," not a bone was broken. Because the Jews did not want the bodies left on the cross during the Sabbath. They asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. And the legs were broken of the thief on the left, and the legs were broken of the thief on the right. But when they came to Jesus, they did not break his legs because he was already dead. And his body was placed into a tomb, and there upon the ground during this Lenten season, we have talked about the body parts of Christ, and here we have his bones, the bones that endured temptation, the bones that endured the mockery of a trial, the bones that endured the crushing weight of the cross. There were his bones on the ground. But not for long. 3 days later, Christ was back upon his feet. Christ was victorious over sin, death, and the devil. And Christ rose from the grave. He was back upon his feet. Now, there might be times that we feel that our bones are upon the ground. For you and for me, we are dead in our transgressions. And we are dead in our sins. But Christ raises us up. And because of what God has done, we are back on our feet. In Christ, we are never cut off from God. Even when we don't make the team, in Christ we are back on our feet. Even when the medicine does not work, in Christ we are back upon our feet. In Christ we are renewed. In Christ we are part of God's remnant. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And when that last trumpet sounds, and when Christ comes again in a twinkling of an eye, we will be back on our feet. In Christ, we're back upon our feet. Amen. You are the body of Christ, each one of you part of it. Amen. Please rise.